that book, and I was correcting for
the record.
Yeah, for the grammar. I just got myself all, because I did both. I sat down and did both, and then emailed it to Patty, and I shouldn't have, because I was doing all of it at once. I was doing the grammatical changes, and then whatever other
material changes, I guess, or suggestions,
all at once, because I hadn't done the grammatical changes before. And since I was also doing grammatical changes, somehow my mind said, okay, now you have to get this to Patty. So I did. What I should have done, I should have remembered that the grammatical changes weren't done. I was also making my material changes, and it needed to come back to council with grammatical changes and everything.
Those should be done on the computer, though. There's grammar and spell check.
Spell check isn't going to tell you if
the wrong form of the word.
I don't want to get off point here, because this is really important, that the minutes do not go from to that extent of a revision unless it's through the public purview and in front of council. And that's the only point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, you know, like when I added some things, that should have come to council first.
That isn't the way LOC says it should be done. I was reading it today, and Patty and Luana should be checking for errors, and then it's put in the packet. It comes before the council, and we go over it during the work session and make revisions.
During the work session?
Yes.
Or the regular
session. That is what LOC says. It doesn't go out to you. That's not the way it's supposed to go.
And
I think she understands.
That's not what was being done. It's Patty, would you explain what you found out?
I did contact the city recorder over in the Dells, and she just said that what she usually does is has some of the secretaries in the office proofread her minutes. She gave me the impression it was more than one person. It was usually two people that looked over the minutes.
And so that's the role that I have historically played, since we don't have other secretaries to do that.
Yeah.
And if you don't want me to do that anymore, I've done it so that we don't take our time sitting here at council meetings with me taking out every extra little apostrophe and run-on sentences. And
but we're not talking about grammatical errors. So if you agree not to do that, I'm fine.
Okay.
Other than the grammatical
errors. Yeah.
No, not
yeah.
The grammatical errors. The other changes that you were making.
Okay, you're fine with me to do the grammatical errors. Is that what you're saying?
Right. If you I guess not to cloud things up. Maybe, yeah. So maybe you shouldn't do any reveal, and then have it come before the council, and then we can go through it, hash it. If you want to go through the,
we can try that for a while, Jeremy.
I think that's fine. Have Luana and Patty can amongst themselves deal with those issues. I mean, that's what Patty's there to do, is really to flush out those issues anyway before it gets to you. And that way, when the changes are made, absolutely it is done during the work session, the regular session.
Yep. So, okay. We'll just do it that way from now on.
Can we just restate for the record what we're doing?
Exactly. I'm not sending out the minutes anymore for review.
I will not do my mechanical review on the minutes anymore.
Okay.
So you guys get the minutes, get them in the best shape you possibly can. No errant apostrophes. Put them in the packets.
Okay.
Now, may I ask a question? What's the time limit on when the minutes are supposed to be out?
I don't think there is one. They get put out as soon as
Reasonably possible.
So from one week to the next, don't really expect it the next week, because it takes two or three days to do a 7 minutes, and when they're real long, it could take almost a week.
I think the ideal is to have them available at the next city council meeting, but that's not always a possibility.
Well, that's what's in this.
Yeah, I know.
So if it's in this and it can't be done, I feel that this should be adjusted to where it's, we're doing it properly.
Right. I think what's happened is we've had, extenuating circumstances that have prevented staff from doing that. But I agree with you. I mean, it is identified in those rules.
Mm-hmm. Part of what happened was Luana went on vacation 1 week and I'm on vacation another, and we also had planning commission minutes we need to be done, and so things, that was a little bit of the stimulus.
My personal opinion is a total more than that. I think possibly that we have a staff that's overworked and they don't have time to fit this time frame, because I know personally when I have come into this office for a number of times for reasons, our staff has always been at their desk working. They haven't been out running around. They haven't been drinking coffee. They haven't been doing that. They've been working. And when somebody calls in, for instance, in doing the minutes, if you're trying to work from a recording, I don't know whether any of you have done that, but I have done it, and it's a pain, and you're trying to do that, then you have to answer the phone and come back and start over where you started again. And it's a very difficult procedure. And I'd like to compliment the staff on how the amount of work that they seem to be doing when I come into the office. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are always working. Well, we'll be discussing that in our I guess it'll probably come up as part of our discussion on city manager qualifications, because that's actually what we're talking about, is staffing needs there. So, okay, Patty and Warren, you have your directions now, and I have mine. Okay, review of city general dispute resolution procedure.
So this is a general dispute resolution procedure I've prepared to help facilitate and obviously resolve internal disputes or concerns as quickly, thoroughly, and efficiently as possible. I think that the procedure is fairly straightforward. Obviously, the idea here is that to the extent possible, it should be resolved internally and not brought to the, for example, the city council's attention unless extenuating circumstances are present, in which case there is no alternative. The policy is complemented by an employee complaint procedure form, and this form has been prepared to, again, facilitate compliance with the policy and procedures, but also to produce a document for both the city and the employees that would substantiate either compliance or non-compliance with the policy, and frankly, to track the evolution of the handling of a complaint.
So, I know that we'll start with council. I think Patty may still have a comment, but Councilor Wood?
I read this thoroughly. That's like a real point, because sometimes it takes me a little extra time to get something to do here. I think this is a very concise, complete, and easy to read document. I think it covers all the bases, and I would say it's something that we need, and I'm happy with it.
End of comment.
Thank you. Anyone else?
So it's my understanding that this issue was brought forth because of the incident that happened between staff. So, and we were promised a memorandum detailing those that incident and what was, and I think that this policy was supposed to address those concerns that were in that.
Actually, thank you for bringing that up. I didn't make myself a note. I was going to actually introduce this item by reflecting back on that and how this policy, everything that Councilor Ward and staff and I sat down and talked about and worked out to help us, to help them get through as an interim until we could get something in this place, in place, is in here. Just, it was a very compact version of this. I don't know if you can put it in a better way.
Well, as me being a mediator in the discussion, this document covers everything that we covered. This document answers all the questions that were addressed, and it answers the procedures of how to solve any further problems. And it should cover anything that comes up without any problem.
And the interim processes that we came up with for staff to handle anything that came up.
So
is all in here. Actually, it came about largely the things that we discussed, and I'm sorry I never could get the memorandum out. Too many other things to do. We had situations in the past when we had two staff where we had to have a process in place, and we've never had anything formal or anything written out, but I drew from memory on what we did then and what the chain of command is, and so we just came up with an informal agreement. The other part of that was Councilor Ward's management experience that went to play in that, and so what is in here isn't going to be anything different from what Patty and Luana, I think, heard and agreed on how they would conduct themselves in these situations. It's just more. It's more detailed, more expanded.
So, what I hear you saying is that that we are promised the memorandum, and that's not going to be forthcoming. That we should just assume that everything that was discussed, and there's no documentation on what was happening.
I'm going to copy my notes and give them to you. Do you still have your notes, Doug?
Yeah, they're in my file somewhere in the garage in the box.
Okay. I mean, it seems kind of senseless to sit down and write it all up now when it's all encompassed.
Well, it isn't senseless, actually, because one of the things is that we all have the same information, so we can all arrive at the same conclusions.
Okay. This didn't come from that. This, this has the same stuff in it just because I already knew kind of, we've been through this sort of thing before, and so I kind of knew what process would work. And then also drew on Doug's experience. And it didn't surprise me that there's nothing different in here, because that was what I already knew from past experience. Okay. This didn't come from anything. Jeremy put this together, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, this is what I think under our present situation is appropriate.
This wasn't influenced at all by what we did. They're two separate things. Just happens to have a lot of the same stuff in it because it's usual, I think, or common, whatever.
I'd like to comment if I could, please.
Sure.
This is practically the same document that we used to use in our business. So, I mean, I think it's a very excellent document, mm-hmm. and I think it should cover almost anything that we have come up. Thank you.
You know, we had a dispute in the office, and it was the job of the mayor to straighten out the dispute. She asked me to sit in because I've been in these kind of disputes before, and I think we solved the problem. We spent 3 hours talking about it, and everybody was happy when we left the room.
I explained it thoroughly and completely to Barbara, and I don't know if I explained it to you or not. You might have been on vacation or gone. Now, our mayor did promise an email of what happened. She didn't do it, for whatever reason. If you want her to write it up, we'll have her do it. If you want to take our word for it, my word for it, her word for it, that's entirely up to you. I wouldn't say anything that wasn't true. We had a problem, we fixed it. This document that has been written up is just an extension of fixing a future problem. Right. If it comes up again, we have a piece of paper that fixes it without any questions whatsoever.
Okay, yeah, I like to take it out at the personal level. It's not an attack on anybody. But it's kind of raising the bar as to, so that everybody can come to the table with the same information. And that's what we kind of agreed to, and I think it was reiterated several times that when I expressed that, well, I didn't know where this issue was coming from, I didn't know, I don't have enough information. I think that you have reassured me that I would get the same information as everybody else had, and in this case it didn't happen.
I apologize for that. I sincerely apologize for that. I simply could never find the time. Everything that's on my plate is important.
Okay. And well, with that said, I think that I can, I'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and have the discussion.
Okay, thank you.
I have thoughts on this also. I think this is kind of a little sticky situation where there are two people each having an opinion, a grievance, and it's difficult to do this. It's very similar to what the state uses, but I've always been in an office where there were others who would see and hear things and could back up one or the other.
Yeah.
This just does not sit right with me. If I were in the position where I had to go to somebody that I work with and give a grievance there, and I had nobody to back me up, and then my supervisor is saying another thing, I don't like it. I think it would be better to have somebody else involved also. It's really difficult when you do something and you have no backup. Neither one of the people have backup. So it shouldn't go to somebody that you're in the office with that has upset you.
That's why it's built into this document that if the complaint concerns the supervisor, for example, and the employee is not comfortable addressing the complaint to the supervisor, they have the ability to go to the mayor.
Oh, they don't have to go to the supervisor?
No, it's
built
into the document.
It's right in there.
It's the second one.
I was going back to the email that we had, the staff meeting that we had in December, Kitty and Doug and Juan and me. And at that point, it was kind of indicated that what was going to need to be happened is that you go to your supervisor first, and then that doesn't get resolved.
And Patty, I guess my only response to that is I wasn't at that meeting. I don't know if it's discussed. This is what I think is doable and workable. So
that's fine.
But I think the thrust, again, is if you can deal with the issue internally, deal with it internally. We want you to be adults and deal with it. I mean, I shouldn't say you two, but I'm saying the employees, the staff. We want you to be able to deal with it internally rather than take it to the mayor or the city council. Right. If it's something that, as I sit here, you're not comfortable addressing with the supervisor for whatever reason that might exist, then we're not telling you can't take it up the ladder.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that for me. That's a little confusing.
So with the mayor, rather than appointing a counselor to be the one to go to.
It's whatever you want. I mean, this is just what I'm proposing. If you've got revisions, I'm all yours.
I think that I'd like to see another step added.
Okay.
That encouraging communications, and there's an expectation that that's going to occur before a formal complaint procedure. Just like one step ahead, that there's an expectation that, you know, a documented communication and an attempt to resolve
between the two parties involved. And I think that's what it does, Adele. In fact, that would be the first resolution step, and that would be identified in, if you look at the complaint form, for example, Roman numeral 1 and Roman numeral 2. So you would have, if this were ever taken, let's say that, for example, you were the mayor, Adele, and this were ever taken to you, you would see before it came to you, presumably, at the very least, I'm going to use Luan as an example, or Patty as an example. Patty would have to complete section 1. Then in section 2, you would see a description, or Roman numeral 2, a description of whatever attempts the two of them made to resolve the issue. It then would come to you as resolution step number 2. And so you would definitely see, and they would hopefully attempt to resolve it, communicate before it goes anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, as a policy, I think it would probably be important to include that expectation. Do you think so? You think that the form does?
I think the form does, and I think the language in here does it as well.
So where is it in the language?
If you look, for example, under appeal process, the first paragraph, it says, honest differences of opinion occur, and some situations will need the review or decision of the mayor or city council. However, except as otherwise provided below, a mayor or city council review is intended to occur only after the employee has discussed the complaint with his or her supervisor.
Okay. But see, that's under appeal.
Well, I mean, I can change the heading. I can remove the heading appeal process and just have it mayor, city council, whatever you want. Bottom line is, if you want more of a thrust to be, you know, communication, an effort of communication, I can include a sentence to address
that. Yeah, just as long as it's like out of the appeal process and before it gets there.
Okay. I'll tackle that.
Okay, so run that by me again. We're changing what?
Well, we're not really changing, we're adding. I think we're further identifying that there needs to be a concentrated effort to communicate about the issues before it goes anywhere else.
Okay.
Is that a fair summary?
Yes. Okay.
So is it, should I go on?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not in favor of putting a timeline in there because it's unusual for a single event to prompt a formal procedure. It's kind of like building up. So I think if we substitute the word timely or prompt or...
Okay. As far as all of my time frames...
Yeah, within 5 days.
Okay, so just timely or prompt response, something to that extent. Okay.
I suggested 10 days and it could be sooner.
Because I think, if we do a day, then we get into the semantics of, well, when did that occur? No, it was 11 days. Or we're arguing the days and we're not getting to the issue.
The intent, I think the intent is self-evident, is to get it, if there's an issue, rather than allow it to fester, is to get it addressed right away and move on. But again, it's whatever the city council wants as it relates to the timeliness of response.
I should talk to you, but... I'm kind of a personality person, too. I'm kind of a person who likes to get out of a horse person. I'm, let's just get it out and get it resolved and deal with it. But other people don't necessarily have that style. I wouldn't want to bring up an issue until maybe it's like they're just about ready to go over the edge or something.
So I think timely. I'm in favor of that one.
But you don't want it to get to the edge.
It's pretty vague.
Yeah.
What does timely mean?
Well, so that is kind of, I think then that could be timely means pretty soon, or so it doesn't give a time frame, because I think that it would move it, if there was a real difference in time, then we're talking about how you're we're proving time instead of what the issue really is. So that's just.
I would suggest we just put in 10 days. That's timely.
How about timely, but not later than 10 days?
Okay. Yes.
Does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Counselors?
Yeah.
Dog?
Yeah. Yay!
Fine.
you need to have a number.
A time.
You can't just say prompt or when you get around to it. There has to be a number. Yes. 10 days is fine with me.
I have a question. The employee may not be necessarily be informed of any disciplinary action.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It means that if, for example, there was a disciplinary action taken by the city council, that the city council would not necessarily, consistent with or using our example here previously, the city council would not necessarily have to inform Patty of what action was taken. In response, yes. No, not to Patty, but as it relates
to the other employee.
Correct.
Okay, because I don't think it's really that clear. They didn't. The employee may not be necessary.
A paragraph is if the complaint concerns the employee's supervisor.
In all cases, employee. Well, I guess as long as everybody else seems clear, it wasn't clear to me.
Okay, the employee may not necessarily be informed of disciplinary action against the other party. About that.
I can include language to identify. Yeah. Party is fine.
Okay. And then, I don't think that, in my opinion, I don't think that we should name the mayor as the person. I think that it might be a council designee or city council, just don't say mayor. Because, what if in the future we have someone who has an HR background or...
We can the designee of the city council,
right.
And we can do it for a set term, and we can do it annually, just like we make other appointments. That's fine.
All right.
Good idea.
We say the designee of the city council.
Yeah. Okay, on the second page. And sort of in the middle there, it says, upon city council's receipt of the complaint form,
mm-hmm.
in that area,
mm-hmm.
about the investigation,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that the, and maybe this is unintentional, it doesn't say that a report of the investigation will be brought to council.
I think it's something that you can ask, obviously the city
right.
council can ask, but just because it's not in there doesn't mean you can't impose that obligation.
So it's kind of like that we designate a person and then that person will resolve it, and not necessarily...
Well, I think it's set up so that the city council is doing its own investigation. You're going to have the benefit of all of the investigative work that was done prior to it becoming in your lap to render a decision on. And if you've got additional issues or concerns that you feel need to receive further investigation,
uh-huh.
you can appoint somebody or do it yourself in an executive session under certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But the point in this kind of general language is not to put us in a box, to allow the city council some flexibility as to, what the city council feels is appropriate from an investigative standpoint.
So then I guess then that would be appropriate to put, and the investigation information, I guess, will come to council.
I'd suggest we just leave it as is, so you've got the greatest flexibility.
Okay.
If I understand your comment correctly.
To gather all the facts and... where does it say that an investigation information would come back to council?
It doesn't. What it says is the city council will promptly initiate a thorough investigation to gather all facts about the complaint that the city council deems necessary or appropriate. So it doesn't necessarily say that a report has to come to the city council. I don't think you want to, again, be too specific as to what steps the city council is going to do in connection with their investigation. I like the general language, because if you want to hire, for example, an independent investigator to look into an issue, you can do so.
Okay. Well, it says after an investigation has been completed, a determination will be made by the city council. So after the city council makes a determination...
Based on this investigation.
Yeah. Then what you're asking that...
Oh, I see. Okay. And then I have a question about the last line.
Uh-huh.
So, what's the reasoning behind that?
Because you do the precedent, establishment of precedent, you may treat one employee based on particular facts and circumstances a little bit differently than you would another employee, depending on the facts and circumstances. This is really good language to have anytime if you're the employer, which we are, so that you're not bound by previous decisions.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's back up. Are you saying now, after reading the rest of that above, after an investigation has been conducted, a determination will be made by the city council regarding an appropriate resolution, and in all cases the employee will be notified of the outcome of the city council's investigation? Are you saying now that that no longer, that that means you no longer need for something to come back to the council?
Right.
Yeah, I think she's okay. Collectively, when we're together,
right.
In that sense.
Okay.
That work?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Wait, oh, I got another one here.
Yeah.
Oh, the,
yes,
okay. I reviewed the just, did you spell part? Oh, just there's an and missing.
Where is that?
In the, general dispute resolution procedure onto the, acknowledgement.
General dispute, acknowledgement.
The receipt of acknowledgement form.
Okay.
I reviewed the dispute policy in its entirety, have had it, and have had.
I'm actually identifying three different items, and so there'd be no and between entirety
have
and
have. Had in its entirety, comma.
Yeah. There's another and.
There's the last one has an and.
So that
right.
Takes care of it. And.
Have had. Okay. Well, if the... Our grammar hawks say okay, and then I guess it's okay.
Is there supposed to be an of there? General dispute resolution procedure, receipt of acknowledgement form.
It's a title.
Receipt of it.
It's
okay.
Title.
All righty. Councilor Hedges, did you have anything?
No, I've said it all on your end. I'm satisfied now.
Okay. Councilor Reiner.
I thought it was really good work. I've had experience with what type of things on my work, and this seemed to cover everything that we usually went through here at the work.
Well, I thought it was very good too.
It
you know,
is.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I guess
that's
why I qualify my statements then, I had I've been trained in dispute resolution, and also I've been trained by the state as recently as last month.
I wasn't questioning your you in any way. I said as far as I personally was concerned, and like I said, I've been involved in some of that too, so I mean, I'm not.
But as I was going to go on and say, that's why we have five counselors, because we all have different backgrounds and experiences, and just because...
I wasn't trying to question anything.
No, I know you weren't.
Yeah.
I know you weren't. I'm saying that's... I like it. I like that we have five counselors, and it's... In no way unusual that any number would be perfectly satisfied with something the way it is, or any other number would have any level of questions or changes, because we do have different backgrounds and experiences, and that's how things keep evolving and changing, and we find better ways, yep, of doing things that have always been done.
And it's a different type of office with just two people.
Yeah, things are different. All righty. Jeremy, I don't think you got too confused on that, did you?
No. A few changes, I'll make them, and we'll get it finalized.
Are you going to bring that back maybe?
Yeah, I think ultimately it looks like it's on our regular agenda, so we could approve it tonight subject to the revisions that were discussed during the work session. Adele may be able to, or I could summarize briefly what those revisions are, and we could still get it approved tonight.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Does that seem reasonable to everyone?
Why can't we approve it after the revisions?
So whatever.
There's no big hurry.
It's whatever you want to do. The city council, I mean, it's a decision of the city council.
Yeah, I like to. Why prolong it?
Well,
so
we've
that now.
Done this before. And
all right. Session number.
Okay. So are we going to do that vote on whether we want it now or?
Yeah, when it's
in the regular session.
Okay. We'll do that. All right, we'll move on to number four, discussion of city manager qualifications. Anyone just dying to give their input first? Councilor Greiner, would you like to start?
I just passed out what I thought was the important considerations for a city manager. I didn't do the duties and responsibilities because I thought that our primary concern was what we were looking for. The quality. No, it was a single sheet. My name is on the bottom of it.
It says suggested requirements at the top.
Yes. Which is what we were looking for.
Oh, okay. Now, I do remember seeing this. Thank you. Okay. All right. I had a real long list, and then I thought everybody's going to have a real long list because we're all going to want a whole lot of the same things. None of mine write down. I don't know if I remembered to bring it. The things, we need to think about the things that are most important for the city of Lapine, I think.
It seems so. Since the fire department and Parks and Rec have hired two very well-qualified people to lead them, that we should be able to find somebody to.
Yeah,
it's a lot, Gary.
This is Mayor. Good morning,
Mayor. Yes.
When I did my research last month, I provided all the council members with three different cities' ideas of qualifications and job duties and so forth for a city manager. I think this one that we got from the city of Heppner, which is the same size as we are in population and size, and have had a city manager for the last 25 years. And their qualifications, experience and training, duties and so forth, really look to fit what we need here, pretty close. And I would suggest, it's only a suggestion, that we direct our city attorney to possibly use what they have as a basis for what we need, although we're going to have to go outside this body to find out what we need to do for compensation. I have absolutely no idea what a city manager should be compensated. That's something that we're going to have to look for help to somewhere else. But I would suggest, this document has been used by that city for 25 years. They update it every 2 years. It's very concise. It's very easy to read. There are no questions as to what the job description is, the job duties are, and who has to answer to who and who does what when. And I think it could be used as a guide. And these that you, that Mr. Reiner offered, are pretty close to what's in this. They're almost identical, which is... Anyway, that's what I would suggest. And that's my suggestion. I don't know where we're going to go look for compensation on it. That's... I don't know. Where are we?
Make a Break in City should be able to help us. There are advertisements all the time in their bulletin.
Do they?
That's what we did before.
But it is extremely important. Extremely important that we do this first.
Yes.
That we do this first before we even think about hiring a city manager. We have to have the complete package first. Then we'll go look for somebody that'll fit the package. Not the other way around.
I took most of mine from Hepner.
Did you?
So did
you.
Yes,
hey, well, you and I are picking right down the same line, aren't we?
Yeah, it was very good.
Very exciting.
Do you plagiarize?
No comment.
But yeah, that's, you know, I think we all find that when we look at these job descriptions, especially with the smaller cities, that they're all pretty similar. And when we went through this process before, we found that there was a huge disparity in the candidates. And you really have a hard time finding a candidate that has all of the things that you want. You'd think that since all the job descriptions are so much the same that you would find that, but we didn't in our experience. We'd look at, have four or five of these applications out in front of us and go, well, I like this one because of this and that. Oh, but he or she doesn't have blah, blah, blah. Boy, that's really important. Well, this one has that qualification, but, oh, it doesn't have that. And so I think what we need to do is narrow it down to a specific, I'm not going to give a number, but some things that we know we just absolutely have to have in a manager or an administrator or whoever we're going to hire, that we can't sacrifice on any one of these things. And then anything else that we get in an applicant is going to be gravy. I think it goes without saying we want education and experience in municipal administration. That covers a lot right there. But how much education and experience? The more they have, the more you're going to pay.
We need at least the 4-year university. But I thought we weren't supposed to be involved in this. I thought it went to, like, LOC does all the advertising and takes the applications.
They have to know what we want.
No, we need to do it right here. We don't need any outside people to be doing this job for us. We need to do it right here. We need to sit down the rules, the guidelines, and the qualifications, and then if we're going to hire somebody, put out a notice and interview them and decide on the best candidate. If we can't get a candidate that fits the qualifications that we need, then we can't hire it.
We would need the input of a professional who does a recruiting professional.
No, I completely disagree.
Okay. And because in the beginning of this process, one of the questions that we had to answer for ourselves is, what does a city manager do? You know, and I think that, so we could benefit from the input.
We're doing right now. We're trying to decide what our city manager should do. What are the most important qualifications for us? I thought that was...
We need a committee that who will take the applications. I don't think that they should come into the office and have the staff look them over.
We're not at that point. We're talking about what we want to... We need to tell someone what we want.
I think that we can start with the skeleton and then build on to there. And I think that your suggestion about the Heppner thing, because they're more or less all the same.
Yeah.
And then we should discuss what points are unique for La Pine that we want to add in. So I think that's where our next point of discussion should be. So I agree with
Well, can we direct Jeremy to put together a draft using some of these ideas and using some of Don's ideas and using all of our ideas here, and then bring it back at the next work session, and then we can add or subtract to it. Until we put it on a piece of paper and we can actually look at it, we're just smoking in the wind. So can we do that?
We can do that. Can we very quickly decide what we think are the most important things? Like I said, the things that we absolutely cannot sacrifice. We have to have, I think, knowledge of Oregon's land use laws. Oregon's land use laws is very important.
I agree.
Okay.
Those things are in this document right
yes.
here?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're already in here.
They are.
Okay. Is that the one that says about the city engineer and all that other stuff? The local knowledge?
Yeah, but then since we don't have any of that, that's not applicable. It could be left out or added in later, or as I wrote in here, when applicable.
Well, no, do they have to have it like an understanding?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And another thing that's very important, I think, is that any candidate has to understand that this is a new city, and there's no guideline. When was the last, other than Damascus, when was the last one? And
Kaiser in 85, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Happy Valley.
What was it, Happy Valley? When was that?
I don't know. I think it was more recent, though, than Kaiser.
I thought it was like 78 or something.
Oh, no.
Is it more recent than that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But anyway, they're like at least a couple of decades old. Or when did you say Happy Valley was?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just.
And Kaiser was when?
I was thinking it was 85, but I could be wrong on that.
But, you know, they're like 20, 30 years old and back, and land use laws have changed a lot since then. And not so much that, but just what it takes to start up a city. It was a lot simpler, probably even just 20 years ago, let alone 30. So there's no guidebook on this. And we need to get someone who understands that and knows that they're going to be delving into just what it is that takes to start up a new city, and that is still the most important thing, in my opinion, on our agenda above anything else. How can we function if we don't get all of our building blocks under us?
Don't we have a luncheon set up with the Range Rider?
Mm-hmm.
to kind of advise us and help us in some of those decisions?
Yes, but, and that's great, and I hope I can make it to that.
I think Heppner's is good enough, and we could just let Jeremy take it and make something out of it, and then put in what we definitely need.
Yeah. Okay.
Or absolutely. Yes.
Well, one thing about it, Jeremy's been with us long enough, he understands our needs. Are you comfortable with that,
absolutely.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go with that then. That was pretty painless. I just threw all the pain over onto Jeremy.
So I guess the big fuck.
Did anyone have anything more on that?
The big bucks or the job description?
A combination.
There you go.
Just real quick, do you have a time limit or anything on that, or is it all open? He's going to return with a draft job description. Did I understand that right? Or
next meeting? Because our last January meeting, we're going to decide if we're going to go forth.
Yeah.
So should we do that first?
Well, I think what you're saying is the decision needs to be made whether or not we're going to actually go forward with the employment of a city manager.
Right.
Before we get into the job description.
Yeah.
Obviously, the decision is effectively not being made now, but we're suggesting that is the direction that the city council should go right now.
So, could we possibly be ready to make that decision?
On the 27th?
No, now.
Oh, that we're going to move forward?
To hiring a city manager.
I would not have an objection to that, providing it all hinges on whether or not we can put together a package that we can hire a city manager with.
You mean the financial package?
Well, no, the whole package, the whole thing. I think what you're asking is, do we want to hire a city manager, yes or no?
Right, well, okay. I guess the point is that if we're going to go to the expense of writing a job description, we should make the decision that that's the direction we're moving into.
Well, it seems right. Like that's pretty good consensus. Mm-hmm. We've already done that. But yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
I would not have an objection to that.
Yeah, I think.
But again, I say again, we have to have everything on paper first before we utter one word of we're going to advertise for a city manager. We have to have everything written down, guidelines, qualifications, everything. Then we can go ahead and proceed. This has to be done first. But as far as I think we're probably going to have to hire a city manager. So
this is,
I don't have a problem.
So that's the discussion has evolved, or this whole thing has evolved into city manager. We're no longer discussing whether we might need an administrator or to hire a consultant, which may to help us get started, or anything which may or may not be what we need. There may not even be that type of person anyway.
City manager and administrator, same thing. Just get the word for the same job.
Yeah.
Are you referring to hiring somebody, bringing somebody in right now to help us between now and July, or are you referring to doing it in July with the next budget cycle?
Okay, good question. I guess is that where everyone thinks that we're headed, that we need to be, is to, in fact, have a manager or an administrator, and we keep saying manager, by July. Do we really, is that the need that we have, and if so, at what level? Do we need a part-time manager? Do we need a full-time manager?
I would not say in our motion to say July, because, I mean, we don't know. That's just an unknown factor. We might not be able to afford it by July, or what you're raising is that there are other options, like the consultant to help us make that decision, and the what was the other one?
Well, administrator, but
okay,
they're pretty much manager or administrator, the same thing.
One has more education, actually. I think we're talking too much. I think we should just let Jeremy do that and bring it back, and we can make a decision.
Well, we're still talking because some people still have questions in their minds, and I'm one of them.
Well, if we're going to...
No, I think that we should decide before we put forth any more effort. It's like, I'm not going to say put in the... I'm not going to say that, if we're going to go ahead and ask Jeremy to spend the city's money to do a job description that we're never going to use because council really doesn't want a city manager, well, that's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. So if we should make the decision whether or not we should go forward with the hiring to... Not go forward with the hiring, but to we're moving in that direction.
But that is, in fact, what we're going to do. Manager, that we're
that's
not,
where we're headed.
No longer considering any other option.
Right.
Is that?
Well, whatever option we decide on, we have to make a decision very shortly, because this all has to be put into the next year's budget, and that budget process is going to start very, very soon now. So if that doesn't mean that if we budget for a city manager and we decide to have one, but we don't hire one, that's okay too. Maybe we won't get any applicants that fit the bill, that meet the qualifications. We can always hire one in September. I mean,
the money's in the budget, if we don't spend it, it stays there, but it is important that we, whether we hire one in July or September or whenever, if we have the paperwork first, then that'll last forever.
Yeah.
Once we do it, it's forever.
Jeremy, you had a comment or a suggestion?
Well, I just think that Adele's comments are right on. First, you identify whether or not you're going to go forward with the employment of the city manager. Then you start doing the job descriptions, start discussing the selection process. And so maybe the next step at this point is at our next city council meeting that decision's made as far as whether or not we're going to hire a city manager.
Okay. Unless everyone feels like they already have their mind made, does anyone need more time to think on that?
No.
Councilor Greiner?
I'm pretty sure of what I feel already.
Yeah, because I agree we don't want to put Jeremy to work on something if we're not going to end up doing it.
Well, my opinion, I think, is very plain, is that I feel just exactly like Councilman Ward. We need to have everything down in black and white. Once it's down in black and white, we can proceed to hire a manager. But as far as I'm concerned, I think that that's the way we need to go.
So at our regular session, if everyone's already has their mind made up, why don't we go ahead and add this as an agenda item to go ahead and pursue the selection, ultimately, and the employment of a city manager.
Okay.
And during this, we'll call it a due diligence process, Luana can be doing a little research as it relates to budgetary constraints, and you know, we can all be working on a job description. We can begin to think about what type of selection process we'd like to go through. Just move it forward.
Okay, that will be regular agenda item number 13A, pursue employment, or motion to pursue employment of city manager.
Yeah, but you'll actually make that announcement during the regular session at the opening of the session rather than doing it during the work session.
Right, I will. I was just going to say it right now. So it'll be a motion to pursue employment of city manager. Okay.
What I'm saying is, can you make some changes to the agenda? The regular session will be done during the regular session. Did you follow me?
Yeah, okay. And okay. I always okay. do that. Okay. I just give them the opportunity to write it down now.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your
support. All right. With that, I will call for a motion to adjourn the work session.
I would so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Take a roll call vote.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hitchish, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. We can adjourn at 10 minutes after 6.
Can
you
have a 5 minute
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The next meeting?
Oh, sorry, we'll reconvene in 10 minutes. 20 after 6.
I don't know. I'm Why?